While every American remembers the attack on Pearl Harbor as the event that defined the start of the Second World War, Australians focus on the fall of the British fortress of Singapore. Amid the catastrophes of 1942, the United States replaced Imperial Britain as Australia's strategic partner. Australian troops have been alongside U.S. forces in every conflict since. A movie released in Australia this month chronicles the Battle of Long Tan, where 18 Australians were killed 53 years ago during the war in Vietnam. The modest commitment to the Persian Gulf marks the latest embrace of what Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called an unshakable alliance on a recent visit to Canberra. A report issued this week by the United States Study Center at the University of Sydney concluded that Australia can no longer rely on the U.S. alone for its security. The report says an aging and overstretched U.S. military could find its bases in the Western Pacific overwhelmed by Chinese missiles in the opening hours of a conflict. One of the report's authors, Ashley Townsend, told The Guardian that since the U.S. would struggle to protect its allies, Australia should focus on a collective defense in partnership with Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Singapore, in addition to the U.S. As it happens, Prime Minister Morrison is in Vietnam this week with security ties high on his agenda. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.